BBC News. Iran says it will breach a key commitment it made in its agreement with the outside world to curb its nuclear program. A government statement said the country would no longer heed any restriction on the number of centrifuge devices it can use. This appears to mean there'd be no limit on its capacity to enrich uranium. The Iraqi parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country following the American attack that killed the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani and an Iraqi militia commander. The resolution was driven through by the powerful Shia Muslim bloc, which is close to Iran. In Iran, hundreds of thousands of mourners have turned out to honour the remains of General Qasem Soleimani on their arrival in his homeland. There were emotional scenes in the southwestern city of Ahvaz before the body was taken on to Mashhad. A section of Venezuela's opposition has elected a new head to the National Assembly in a major blow to the current opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has dismissed the result. Mr. Guaido was criticised for failing to remove President Nicolas Maduro from office. Russia has released its plan for adapting to climate change, highlighting the benefits as well as the dangers of rising temperatures. The document says that since the 1970s, Russia has been getting half a degree Celsius warmer on average each decade. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of the Maltese capital, Valletta. They're demanding justice for the investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia, who was blown up by a car bomb in 2017, and an end to corruption. Masked men armed with sticks have attacked teachers and students at a university campus in the Indian capital, Delhi. The Indian Home Minister, Amit Shah, has ordered an inquiry. 7 injured students were taken to hospital. BBC News.